Day 25, WSW, your morning team of Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie.
I ran over here in slow motion.
I look very good doing it,
thank
too.
Thank you. My favorite way of running is slow motion.
Always looks like you're running faster that way.
Yeah, that's right.
Ask Steve Austin, the $6 million man. All right, Lewis, not in your home studio. After the 8:30 news, we'll tell folks where you are, but you are there where you are, right?
I am here. I ran very slowly to get here, yes.
You know, it was 1 week ago, last Friday, that we featured Vangelis' Chariots of Fire for the Friday flashback.
I recall.
Because it was last week in 1982 that he hit number one for 1 week. So that was our Friday flashback song, as we flash back to those number one songs. And now we're hearing that Vangelis has passed away.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. 79 years old. I see references to condolences being expressed yesterday. So I'm guessing it happened yesterday, if not it had to be earlier, but we just found out about it. And obviously Chariots of Fire, his big claim to fame, even though he's done a lot more things in his career. He even wrote other music for other movies and things like that.
Yeah.
It was always behind the scenes.
Yeah. I mean, but Chariots of Fire certainly would be his. He started playing, it says here in the story, piano at the age of four. One of those players who was so talented, he never got formal training and never learned to read notes.
Oh, really?
Well,
how do you produce music like that?
Well,
how do you write it?
A lot of music, especially popular music, don't.
It's amazing.
Well, you still, you know, most good composers hear it in their head before they put it on paper.
That's right.
You still have to be able to put it on paper.
He also said he did everything usually on first take. He says, when I compose, I perform the music at the same time. So everything is live. Nothing is pre-programmed.
Huh.
That takes some talent.
Yeah. I wonder if he worked with someone who transposed it onto the staff.
I don't know. Doesn't say in this story, but just wanted to mention.
Do you like that, Pat? I used a technical term.
You did. The staff, yes. You did.
Very impressive. I just want to make sure people knew that he has passed away at the age of 79.
I will say, great theme. And I tried watching Chariots of Fire. I mean, I've watched it all the way through a couple times, and I thought, you know, maybe as I get older, maybe I'll appreciate it more. Nah.
No.
Sorry, just a bunch of British guys running on a beach just really doesn't do it for me. No.
Since you said that, I will echo that.
Okay,
and since
you're
the music or the movie expert.
So I would agree, too.
And I thought it would be interesting. So, well, this is based on a true story.
Yeah, right.
This is cool, the Olympics and everything. Mm-hmm. I never got into it.
No, never did either.
I appreciated the music much more than I did the movie. It's 828 on WSGW. I'm sure Vangelis would appreciate that.